Joining me on the program today, we have Dr. Raleigh Schaefer.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking time to come and visit with us. Raleigh, you are, first of all, you're going to be giving a presentation here in Boone on Sunday, and it's about Dragoon, about the Dragoon, well, history of the Dragoons, or what is it?
Well, no, we're in Boone, Iowa,
yeah.
And Nathan Boone, who was a Dragoon, came through on an expedition in 1835, and the land was so great that, and he was kind of the lead of the Dragoon force, and they decided to name the county in 1871 Boone County, as opposed to Montana, which had been talked about earlier.
So you've got a history of all of this. Let's tell everybody a little bit about how you got into it, and is this your expertise?
No, I'm a biologist, PhD biologist, and I was at the University of Michigan during the bicentennial, so we couldn't do any living history, but I wanted to do that. We moved to Texas, sesquicentennial in Texas in 1985, so my son Ben and I dressed up as dragoons and put all the stuff together and acted as horse soldiers as opposed to biologists. Okay.
Originally from Boone?
No, from northeastern Colorado. Grew up out on the prairie, kind of like Boone, except fewer water, less water.
Okay. All our little ravines and, the river going through and things like that.
No river.
No river. So you spent a lot of years doing a lot of reenactments and things like this. So let's talk a little bit about this presentation you're going to give up about Nathaniel Boone and everything. How did you build this? And first of all, you got invited to come and do this presentation and bring a lot of your collection.
Well, it's not a collection. It was used in living history programs all over the United States, usually National Historic Sites like Fort Scott, Kansas, which was the Dragoon Post in the 1840s, and elsewhere, Bent's Old Fort in Colorado, and so forth.
All right, so we know Dragoons came through here.
Yes, in 1835.
Give us some of the story of that?
We talk about that, the Dragoons. Colonel Kearney, the purchase was east of there, so they were sent to Fort the fort in southeastern Iowa, was now Iowa, and to go up north through the country, see it. They got up to southwestern Wisconsin, what's now southwestern Wisconsin, came back and named a lot of things along the way, made maps, really.
Okay. A lot of map making and starting to put here's what we see on the ground. This is what we're running into.
The Dragoons were the horse soldiers of the army, so they had a lot of mobility. Before that, in the 18th century, George Washington had Dragoons, which were mainly carrying messages back and forth. Mm-hmm. But after he became president and the war was over, he said, "The hell with the army." So until the 1812 war came along. So then Nathan Boone, who was a growing young man, was drafted into the Missouri Volunteers, became a captain of the Missouri Volunteers, and served in that army for a while, then retired after the War of 1812 closed, and then he went back to Missouri and was a surveyor for about 10 years. In the early 1830s, we had problems, namely the indigenous American Indians, and so he was drafted back in and became a mounted ranger again for only about a year, and then became a member of the first United States Dragoons, which were envisioned as the first horse soldiers we had. So they had the cavalry in 1830, which they called Dragoons. That was an old English term, but they weren't really European Dragoons. They were American Dragoons.
Okay. So from there, is that when they started there too? Because I know a lot of people look and they know we've got a trail or a Dragoon trail, they call it, along the river that goes up north here. How does that fit into all of this?
Well, the first Dragoon expedition was thought up, and they were going to meet the Indians who they called the Pawnee Picts, who were in southern Oklahoma. So they started Fort Gibson in northeastern Oklahoma, what's now Oklahoma, and trekked overland with, I think there were about five companies of Dragoons, about 100 men in each company. But they waited a good part of a year for some other Dragoons to be trained in St. Louis at Jefferson Barracks. They were trained. They showed up late, in the beginning of summer, and they got on their horses and they started riding towards Oklahoma to be, and it was too damned hot. And so horses and men became sick, so a lot of people died on that trip because of that. So they learned a lot about going across country on horses.
They do there.
They met the Pawnee Picts, who were turned out to be Comanches and a couple of other tribes, okay, and were successful.
So we do know that again, we did have them coming through Boone County.
And the next
going
year.
North? The following
the next year.
1835. Okay. And then they went up north, northwest, or how far did they go?
They followed the Des Moines River going north, and they got up far north and then went over to what's now Wisconsin territory.
Okay. So.
And turned around and came back that summer of 1835, June and July.
That's a long way around.
It's a long trip, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm guessing a number of different indigenous groups. What was, again, there wasn't much happening as far as, I'm guessing, development or the westward movement, if we want to call
That's
it.
That's correct. It wasn't going west, but they were preparing for it. Colonel Kearney, who commanded the Dragoons, said we need to explore this and map the land and see what is worth agriculturally. Mm-hmm. And so they started doing that. So they went up along the Des Moines River and surveyed that. In doing that, they came by what would become Boone County.
Yeah.
And Nathan Boone was really the leader of that. He'd been born in 1781 son of Daniel Boone.
Yeah.
And stuck with his father for a long time, just learning woodcraft and all the things that the settlers do. But then he was drafted into the army. Yeah.
So, and I know, I mean, that's one of the familiar names we know. There are a lot of other familiar names that were in Dragoons or involved with
yes.
them, I guess. So, Albert Lee comes to mind.
Albert Lee is a good guy. He was like the rest of the captains in the Dragoon force. He was trained at West Point, so he was well-schooled. But he'd taken a lot of courses and practical stuff in surveying, so he was a map maker. One of the captains of a dragoon company became sick at Fort Des Moines in southeastern Iowa, so he was appointed captain of that troop. So he did the surveying on the way up, and he was a good friend of Nathan Boone, and they found a river on the way up there, and they didn't know it was there, so they needed a name for it, so he named it for his friend Captain Boone. So we have the Boone River in Iowa.
Now the Boone River, there we come up with that one.
Yes. Yeah,
so is this, it's here, so we give it a name. And then did they follow it along and have to track it to survey it, map
they
it?
They went all over, but they didn't know where they were going. They were discovering
sure.
entirely new land. So it was all new. There was nobody here. In this area, there were Sac and Fox Indians.
Yep.
And farther north were Sioux Indians, but there was a problem between the two groups. Two tribal groups.
Okay.
So they established what was called a neutral ground, which was a 20-mile wide strip across Iowa to become Iowa,
so
to keep the two apart.
They kept to keep them apart. And that
yes.
was something they did on their own.
Well, they helped to patrol it, yeah.
yeah. The Dragoons going around doing these maps, mapping this, and again, not really knowing where they were. That had to be really a bit of a challenge.
Well, it was fascinating to Albert Lee, who was doing the surveying, because he saw this land, and it was agriculture, the land was rich and so forth, so he was enthusiastic about the land. So after he got back, he quit the army to go write a book, and so he wrote a short book about the land, and he named the whole place Iowa, because there was an Iowa river coming, Iowa with a Y at
sure.
the end, coming across, and he thought that was for the Iowa Indians, which was a tribe he invented. They called themselves something else, but anyway, that's where the term Iowa came from. Sure.
Were there other well-known or historic people that were involved with your
Well, group? It was led by Colonel Kearney on the way
yeah.
up, and Kearney eventually, during the Mexican War, went to California and helped to capture to California.
Okay, so there's a lot of history here.
Oh, absolutely.
This is a
period of more than 20 years, yeah.
This was a very busy time for a lot of growth and a lot of learning about what the Louisiana Purchase was and things like that.
Absolutely, but with the horses, they could get across country, and so they could do a lot of mapping. So the topographical arm, that is the map-making arm, was very important.
What are some of the things when you do your presentation that you let people know about outside of the fact all these people had a lot of amazing skills?
Well, the uniforms were very fancy and very nice, and so that's what we have on display down at the Boone History Center. So I bought one piece of uniform. It was the easiest thing to transport to show you the quality. This was a Dragoon hat.
Oh, okay.
In 1835.
So people,
made of leather.
You can't quite all see this. I should take a picture of it. I'll get that.
And
get
you
that
see posted. It has a C on the front. Yeah. That's for Company C, which is when we did Living History with my son, Ben. Okay. That's the company we portrayed in the first Dragoons.
Leather hats in the summertime. Might have been a little warm.
Well, the infantry was wearing leather hats in the 1820s, and they said, well, let's use the leather hat.
Sure.
But it's very practical because you can fold it up and it goes flat. So if you're going across country, you can put this in your pack. It doesn't make up any space. So there you've got it.
It's always along with you there, too. Did they have encounters, some of the, some of the indigenous peoples? I'm sure they had a lot of encounters with them as they were
going. They met the Native Americans of various kinds along the way, has had conference with them. And the oddball thing is that when you go over to the Boone History Center, you'll see an enlisted dragoon with his crossed belts and all the things, the weapons and so forth. But then there's standing over there is a guy in a dress uniform. What's a guy in a dress uniform doing here? Well, they took their dress uniforms along, and when they met with the Indian chiefs, the officers donned their dressed uniforms, which were very impressive because they were so colorful. They carried the 1833 saber, the long knife to the Indians, so they were very impressed. So when the Indians saw the dragoons coming, they wanted to see the finery. So that was their dress uniform.
That was one of the things, have the dress uniform.
So you'll see that in the Boone History Center.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, because the items that you've been using during reenactment and things like that, you are going to have a number of that's going to be on display here.
It's all on display, and it's stuff that I made back in the 1980s through the 1990s, and it's all absolutely correct. I use the original specifications, so the straps and the thing are made of the right stuff, leather, and they're thick enough, they're the right width and all of that. So that's all perfectly chimed with what was real.
And we did have at least one hat. I remember several years ago.
It's a Shako, and I think it was probably built by Bill Laburn's company, who had an outfit in Western Colorado, and they made those kinds. I'm pretty sure that he did that. I'm not sure.
But, those are some of the things that, again, were associated with Dragoons. I find it, when you mention they bring all their dress uniforms along and things like that, and the ease of folding the hat up and bringing that along. Because if they were, like you said, Dragoons, generally they would travel fairly light, I would think. They wouldn't have a lot.
Very light, whatever fits on the horse, because there's no train of wagons follow them. What's with you on your horse is what you've got. I mean, even the officers, the head officers riding a horse. So we've got all of that kind of thing, but I don't want to talk about that. Visit the Boone History Center and see the display. You'll be amazed because they have nothing else like it.
Something there, so that's good. Okay, presentation's going to be Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
1 o'clock.
Yes.
And it's in the lower level at the History Center. Free of charge, people. It's free of charge. Come in, and again, I'm sure you'll give a presentation. I know you've done these before, I'm guessing.
We'll do a short presentation, then we'll go up to the second floor where you'll see the horse and the two dragoons. You'll have an enlisted dragoon and the officer dragoon in the full dress uniform. So you'll see what they actually look like. When you walk in the front door, people will say, well, I won't say what they'll say.
Well, I'm going to go because I know I've seen the pictures of the horse coming.
Yeah.
And so getting a horse, first of all, that had to be, folks.
Outfitting a plastic horse with something I made in 1985 was a feat that we did yesterday and the day before.
Busy time, too. Folks, if you want to find out more, obviously the best bet would be just take a little time on Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock. Get there a little early. We could have a full house. And the lower level, I think, is where the presentation will be. And Dr. Raleigh Schaefer will give this presentation about Nathan Boone and the Dragoons. All about the Dragoons. And he's got a lot to a lot of history that you've collected on this.
Well, thank you for your interest in your in the Dragoons and Nathan Boone.
We are looking forward. Well, it's a big part of our history, folks.
Yes.
It is a very big part of our history. And this will be available, and then I know the collection or the a lot of your items will be there. At least, really, one of the big draw, one of the big features here through the month of October.
And part of that will be on permanent display, first in October, and then for the years beyond that.
Because it is part of our military heritage, absolutely, too, so a big part of that as well. Dr. Raleigh Schaefer, our guest, again, giving this presentation on Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock at the History Center. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.